Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day. My name is Faith. So we have a very short passage this morning. We're working through Philippians. I'll put the reading on the screen because it's only two verses, but if you want it in the Bible, it's page 1181. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or even seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's just pause for a minute and give God our thoughts, wherever our head is at the moment, whatever is going through our minds. Perhaps our thoughts are a bit stuck with yesterday. Perhaps they are anxious about some things about today or tomorrow. But let's give our thoughts to him, for God very much wants us to live in the wonder of the now. This is where he meets us, for he is ever present with us. Many years ago, actually 40 years ago, I went to work on a Christian community in South Africa for a year. A saying I heard there came back to me when I read these verses. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. I've always liked this saying, and yet I find it quite challenging. It makes me question what my thoughts are about. Are they positive or often negative? Are they presumptuous? Are they judgmental? Are they kind? Do they build others up? Do they build me up? We bring our thoughts and our thinking patterns into everything each day, the people we meet and the conversations we have. Our thoughts shape our actions. Our thoughts shape our decisions. And when I got given this passage, I thought, where is Sean Lambert when you need him? This would have been a perfect Bible passage for him. No doubt a PowerPoint presentation on mindfulness. But sorry, you're stuck with me. And I find the whole mindfulness thing a bit much at times. Often too intellectual for me to understand. I like simple things. But reading these two little powerful verses, I am aware that my thoughts are not always centered on what is lovely or noble or praiseworthy. I know I can make presumptions where I lack knowledge or understanding. I don't always see the bigger picture. My thoughts, often in the middle of the night, can be full of anxiety and keep me awake for hours. It's the what-ifs of life that keep me awake. So now I go to sleep with a jogging-type headband on most nights and listen to calming music. It's been a bit of a game-changer for me. I get some anxious nights still, but in the main, I've been sleeping better over the last few months than I ever have. Sometimes I listen to thunderstorms because I love the sound of them, and it's become a way of breaking the pattern of anxious or negative thoughts as I go to sleep. For me, I find God especially by the sea. And I did start by listening to wave sounds as I went to sleep, and that was beautiful. But I think subconsciously listening to waves for hours in the night just made me want to get up in the middle of the night and keep going for a pee. So I've stuck with thunderstorms. Anyway, I think one of the ways that helps me to keep positive in my thoughts really comes down to having a thankful heart and a spirit of gratitude. It's so important to be thankful, especially when we are facing times of uncertainty, difficulty, or change. That is very true for Scargill at the moment, as a movement, but for us as a community. At about 4 o'clock this morning, I woke up with this phrase going very clearly around in my head. God was, God is, God will be. That is the truth. And I think that is what I need to believe, that we must believe and focus on at this time. In the same way that Scargill was, and Scargill is, and Scargill will be. God has this place in his hands, and I need to trust more in that truth and be thankful for it. About thankfulness, I grew up on a council estate, and in the 1970s it was very popular for folk decorating at home to use those polystyrene ceiling tiles. They were on nearly every ceiling in our house, partly to keep the house warm, but they looked kind of posh. Ours were always kind of yellow though, stained with nicotine from my chain-smoking parents and elder siblings. Health and safety or fire issues didn't really exist then. But as a child, if I was worried or anxious and I couldn't sleep, my mother would tell me to look at the ceiling tiles in my bedroom. She said to start in one corner and work along a row. For each tile, I was to think of something happy, something I was thankful for, until I fell asleep. Count your blessings one by one, as the saying goes. I think perhaps that is what God has reminded me through these two little verses. So let's just spend a couple minutes in silence, thinking about the things we are thankful for. just on a slightly light note, we've been thinking about thinking, so I thought... I love that. Dave had it on a birthday card years ago, and it always makes me laugh. God was, God is, God will be. I think that's something wonderful to take into today. But I'd just like to close with one of my favourite songs. If you need to go, then or just stay and listen, that's up to you. Have a lovely day.
Fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.